We've got a lot of things to consider and compare in the scriptures today. And I want to hold back up that image of growth that I was speaking about at the beginning of the service. Because everything in these scripture passages, the gospel, the lesson, and the responsive reading, can hinge around that notion of growth. When I first looked at these passages last Monday, I really scratched my head and said, "What on earth am I going to preach upon?" And as I was praying about it and discerning it and looking at the things around me in life, it came to me that what all of these are about is growth. Whether it's the grain of wheat that is planted and day by day grows along, or whether it's the mustard seed in the mustard bush, or it is us becoming a new creation in Christ, as the responsive reading suggests. And even the passage from Samuel and David's being chosen as king. Each of these are about growth. And each of these stories are about us. Let's start with David. I want to start with him partially because we need to think about what people looked for 3,000 years ago in their ideal man. And I mean ideal man because that was what it was about. We're not talking about the ideal person right now. And in their mind 3,000 years ago, the ideal man was not handsome. He was not ruddied skin. He was not diminutive in size. That's why David didn't look like the ideal man to be their king. We read this and he says, "Oh, he had such beautiful eyes and he was so handsome." And we'd say today, "Oh, that's the man we want." No, not then. They wanted a warrior. They wanted a soldier. They wanted the guy who could walk across there with his chest pumped up and his head held up, head held high. I was busy pumping up my chest. I lost my breath. You know, because I got to be a man. And David didn't fit that. Shemaiah did. Abinadiah did. All of Jesse's seven sons did, but not David. David was ruddy, meaning that he was still so youthful that the blood was in his cheeks and he ran around almost a little bit crazy. His eyes, they were beautiful, but they weren't pierced and fierce. So their understanding of a person who is ideal was a lot different 3,000 years ago than today. Whereas today we might say, "Oh, David, he's our guy. Handsome and beautiful eyes and got a little color in his cheek." Yet, God did that thing that God seems to always do and picks the one that wasn't expected. God does that to us all the time, giving us something we weren't expecting. Choosing the path that we weren't expecting. Choosing the person, the event, the circumstance that we weren't expecting. And I'm not always sure why God does it, other than to remind me that I'm not in control. Because if I'm expecting things, then I'm in control, right? And God has to say, no, let's just slow down here, Rob. Let's see what I see and not what you see. And when you line up your sight with my sight, you will have these blessings. You will be anointed. And you will be able to be the one. You will be able to be the king, the queen, the prophet, the priest. And you'll be able to make all things holy, and you'll be able to live and declare the truth. It might be the young person who says the thing that we need to hear. It might be the old person who is ready to accept that which comes. And it is that lesson that we need to learn. All of these things that happen in our life, the unexpected things, those things that we don't control, they're also about growth. And as much as I would like to understand all of my growth and understand all of the things around me ahead of time, I can't. See, that ahead of time is the key. I can understand them afterward better, but ahead of time, not so well. But that puts me into the place of trust. And that's what the first parable is about in the gospel. It's that trust. The farmer puts the seed in the ground. He digs the hole, he drops the seed, he covers it up, and he has to trust. And though we are saying, well, we want to put a little bit more water on it right now because, you know, the rain isn't coming, that's part of that nurturing and all, but the earth does what the earth does. And Jesus doesn't talk about each of us carrying the buckets of water to the seed. He's talking about how, in the normal course of things, plants grow. Day after day, the earth produces first the stalk, then the head, and then the full grain inside of the head. And that's what the earth, God's nurturing, does for each of us. And we have to trust that growth process, that incremental process. And suddenly that seed that we have put down in the ground is ready for harvest. Suddenly that little sapling that we planted is 40 feet tall. Suddenly that child that we held in our arms is graduating from high school. Suddenly that person that you looked upon for all those years as your strong father, your strong mother, is getting older and frail and needs your help. All of these things that are sudden are also day by day. So day by day, three things I pray, Lord, to see thee more clearly, to follow thee more nearly, to love thee more dearly. You know, thank you, is that Godspell or Jesus Christ Superstar? But the point is that we need to trust that this process is happening. That the tiniest seed can become a great big bush. A shrub like the mustard shrub, which is actually about a 20-foot tall shrub. We don't see mustard around here. But a mustard tree is about 20 foot tall with branches that are 4 to 6 inches thick, and it comes out of the tiniest little seed. You know, the type that gets caught in the top of your molar and you have to use a toothpick to get out. Those frustrating types. Those tiny little things that sometimes can frustrate us become exactly that which provides us support and nourishment and shade. The kingdom of God growing in each of us. Christ's grace doing its amazing stuff inside of each of us, making us a new creation day by day, incrementally, so that suddenly we look back and say, wow, Lord, you have done this in my life. I don't know quite how I got from there to here. If I were to just look at my story. But when I look at your story, I can see exactly how I got from there to here. Because you have been with me. Because you have anointed me. Because you helped me align my life with that of your Son. Because you helped me to be open to the gifts of your Holy Spirit. And because of all of these things, I can say to the Lord, I am here. And I can celebrate the kingdom of God in my presence. And I can celebrate that the next place will be okay. And the place after that will be okay. And the place after that will be okay until that place, or I know everything will be okay. So, incremental growth, sudden change, it's all within God's plan if we are within God's plan. We trust. And we avail ourselves of God's grace and blessings, showering upon us day after day, To do that, we very simply declare him to be our king, the king of all of our life. We open ourselves up to his nurturing word. We trust in his grace. We receive the support of one another, and we give our support to one another so that we can be church, we can be community, we can be brothers and sisters, we can be family every day. Help us get through every day until we make it, until the kingdom of God is fully realized, until we are fully realized into the kingdom of God. Let's take a moment and pray that we may be able to receive God's graces in this way, to trust him. Lord our God, help us to see our lives as you see our lives. Grace-filled, blessed, anointed. Help us to see your presence in our daily lives, even in the midst of our struggles or the uncertainties, the sudden changes. Help us with your grace to manage these, to live in and through and with your grace in all of this. Remind us day by day of the blessings that you shower upon us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus the Christ, the one who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as one God forever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn is celebrating God's blessings and graces and asking him to keep sending them to us to encourage us. We ask that we are strong in the Lord. It's number 734. It's also in your worship aid. If we would join together in singing then, be strong in the Lord. And it's a prayer, a commission, a statement, all at the same time. So be strong in the Lord, everyone.